Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Because Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime.
What's up, people? It's another episode. We're here again. It's PMP. I'm Prime, and we got my co-host Lee Boy. Say what's up.
Hey, Lee Boy in the building. What it do, folks? Back with another episode of the PMP. You know what it is.
Yep. And then you know, we got I guess we got Jamar from 80s, 90s, and 2000s vibes. Tell people what's up.
What's up, people? What's good, everybody? What's good, fellas? Glad to be here.
Hey, but real quick, what you mean you guess we got Jamar? He said, I guess we got
Jamar. I said we have a guest,
Jamar. Oh, okay, my bad. Hey, well, by this point, he's already like family, okay? I thought you was like, I guess we have Jamar. Okay, our guest. All right, for sure.
Prom gon' prom.
Yeah, look, you be
disrespectful. I gotta ask.
Thank y'all for having me, man. It's an honor, always.
Man, we had fun on the first one. If you guys haven't seen it, go back and check out our episode with Janet Jackson. We was hitting all of our top Janet Jackson songs, and we started talking about the videos, and yeah, we was getting into some real vibes on that episode. So y'all definitely make sure you guys go check that out ASAP.
That's facts. Yeah,
me and Lee Boy are gonna have a Nickelodeon draft, meaning we're gonna draft shows from this whole universe and see who has, you know, who can put up a fight, more or less.
And so we got Jamar to judge as well, pretty much. We do need someone to like look at
He's pretty much hosting this event with us, and while we just make our picks and stuff. And we got a few rules. All right. I'm gonna just say we got 10 picks. In those 10 picks, we have to pick at least one Nick Jr. show. So that was our thing. Right. And after that is no holds barred. We're just going to have good, clean fun. And
yes, we will.
We're going to let the people vote to see who show is going to dominate who.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
I'm going to just tell you first.
We're going to have to think of some names, our team names too.
I was about to say that. You can have Snick. I don't care. I'm going to do Nick at night.
Okay, that's fine.
You gonna just disrespect Snick like that?
You can have
Snick. I knew he was gonna want Snick, bro. I was on Snick, so I should have Snick. Okay,
I was gonna think of an original name, but I would roll with Team Snick versus Nick and Knight all day.
Okay.
I mean, they might be calling you Nick Jr. by the end of the episode. You know? We might have a new category, Snick Jr. Look, we can do all that.
I like it. I like it. And with the first overall pick in the Nickelodeon draft.
Yeah, it was called Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Nickelodeon draft.
Lee Boy selects.
Oh, you know, what's that music they play when you get up there?
Yeah.
As the president of SNCC, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're gonna have to do the right thing here and go ahead and pick up the show that started it all, the show that made the, you know, the network all that it is. All that, you know what I'm saying, started Kidding to Kill, Nick Cannon, myself, Leon Fryers, Amanda Bunch, Kristen Norris, Angelique Bates, everybody. Yeah, all of y'all. Best show ever created in nostalgia history. Best theme song. Can't beat it. We won. Is that championship? We got Bron. So, I mean, he been to 10 finals. We at least get into the finals. So, There it is. You know what I'm saying? All that. Number one pick. Off the board.
That's a good one. Okay.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You know, instead of Brian, I'm gonna say you're gonna be more like Jerry West.
Okay.
You've been to the finals 10 times and don't win. But I digress.
That's how you feel. All right. Okay. Little sports comeback. I like it.
Well, my number two was obvious. I mean, I'm picking Keenan and Kel. I mean, that's a given.
Because I was gonna get it next. Yeah.
Given.
Okay.
That is a given. That's a dope one. All right, yeah, I need some time already because I was definitely ready with Keenan.
Lee Boys back on the clock.
Back on the clock. You know what? I'm gonna just go ahead and just end it right now. And I'm gonna go with, so you know what, I'm gonna just go ahead and take Rugrats right off the board, right? Ooh. From the beginning. Let's go ahead and just end mm-hmm. this early.
Okay. Yeah, he came out the corner, but like
that's what happened when you get a first pick. You know what I'm saying? You get a nice third pick. You know what I'm saying? So Rugrats, obviously, I mean, there's this carried the network to new heights. One of the few franchises that had multiple theatrical releases, and then of course you add Maya to it all, and then you got the Rugrats. So shout out to Tommy Pickles and all, the whole gang, Jellica, all of them, and Susie. So yeah,
I mean this is kind of too early to pick this, but look, it's a gamble, but it's a fan favorite. I'm gonna say Double Dare.
Ooh, okay. Double Dare. All right, that is
a Dare. Prime with the fourth pick, Double Dare.
I like Double Dare. You know, that's my era right there. That's where I was born right there. In fact, I'm looking at the game shows. Let me make sure I'm gonna be straight over there. Okay.
Yeah, you got B-Boy back on the clock.
Oh, this one, I think he made it kind of easy for me. I thought he was going to take him out the board. He didn't miss one. He missed Steph Curry, bro. Nah, I'm going to go ahead and take SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wow, the person that hates him the most. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even like SpongeBob that. But I just know SpongeBob, he said it. Rugrats crawled so SpongeBob could walk. He was the second generation, or actually the third or fourth generation of Nickelodeon. He's the one that carried him, I would say, in the, you know, throughout the 2000s, early 2010s, during that era. And there's just so many people that have great things to say about SpongeBob. I'm not specifically one of them, but it was probably, you know, just a little bit after my era as far as watching Nickelodeon. So I got some Nicktoons already in the tuck. I'm pretty good there. So it's about winning. But so now I can go to some of these other shows. Good luck, Prime. Good luck.
All right, this series Prime lasted. Back on the clock. This series lasted for 9 seasons. Mm. I got Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, a personal favorite.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Good one. I'm coming out swinging. I still got a chance in this.
Oh, no. Are You Afraid of the Dark is definitely super dope.
7th pick. Lee Boy back on the clock.
Is it a little too early? I'm going to go with... let's go with that Nickelodeon Guts. Let's go. Let's go with Guts. One of the best kids game shows of all time. I mean, it made you feel like you was in the Olympics. It made you feel like you was on the damn basketball team. They was doing some. Remember, they was dunking you with like to get the rise up and just slam it. And you was like on some kind of suspension system. I don't know what was all going on, but obviously the aggro crag. Was just a piece of a trophy, a piece of I wanted to say a piece of metal that you want to go home with, but it's not metal, it's a rock. It's the aggro crack. Go home with that, and your dreams have come true. So I would say Nickelodeon Guts in my top 4 pick. Might be a little bit early, but I want to make sure Prime wasn't gonna grab it.
So my next pick,
mm-hmm.
like you said, this has longevity. This has not one, but 2 feature films. This is Hey Arnold.
Hey, I like that. I like that.
Another favorite.
Yeah, Hey Arnold is definitely up there. I always say shout out to my guy Jalil, who voiced, what's the black dude's name?
Gerald.
My guy Jalil voiced Gerald with that damn hair. Cool. The cone. Hey, what kind of skull does that guy have under that head, bro? I want to see him with a shaved head. Can we see that? Look, I would love to see a drawing of that. Somebody please make that. I would love to see
that. Gerald with the Urban Legends.
Gerald's the guy. All right. Are we back at it? I don't know if 10 gonna be enough, man.
We might have some refreshments picks. You know, we might have some picks at the end to liven it up a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm back, and I was going to do this on the last round, so I'm going to go ahead and make sure I take this one off the board ASAP. And that is Clarissa Explains It All. Ooh. Best show.
I was just about to pick that,
I know you was. I should have got her fourth, really, because I really put myself at risk by not grabbing her early. This is a top three show in nostalgic history. I mean, Melissa Joan Hart's place in nostalgic history started because of this show, and she was absolutely phenomenal on it. You know, it's really the cast almost stops and starts with her because she did so much diary work and so much solo scenes up in that room. And then obviously her brother, what was her brother's name again?
Ferguson.
He looked just like that 80s singer that we always bring up. What's the guy?
Oh, Rick Ashley.
the very first clickbait.
Somebody, another one. Please mix that up. Put Ferguson head on Rick Ashley body, please. We need to see that ASAP for the culture. But yeah, man. I mean, I just remember falling in love with Melissa Joan Hart so early. And she really, you know, was like, an adult actress leading the show, but she was so young. So shout out to Clarissa and the greatness of that show in general.
I think I know what prompt number 10, the 10th pick in the first. I think I know who prompt's gonna pick, but I may be wrong. I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna let you pick him first.
Nah, you might. I'm pretty sure you're not gonna be right. Nah. I don't know. You might not be.
It might be unfair because I'm gonna say it next if you don't.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, man. Look. We had a lot of friends and Nick. Shouting out my friend right here.
Okay.
Danny. We doing Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Okay. I like that.
I was wrong.
I like that.
Trying to stick to my Nick at Night theme, and Pete and Pete is definitely a show for Nick at Night.
You ain't lying about that. Coming out. I need more allowance. You're the lady. Doug.
Man, that's what I thought.
My guy Skeeter beatboxing. Mr. Dink and all them. Hey, there was some great characters. Roger Klotz, Patty Mayonnaise, so many great characters. The Beats, Pork Chop. There, you could keep going on and on with the great character work. Phoebe. She was amazing. And one of the first, she was definitely patterned off of other characters that we've seen on TV, and it works so well as a cartoon. But yeah, so Doug is just one of the best cartoon series of all time. I would say it would be the Big Brother to Hey Arnold, just saying. Prime's gonna bring up some Disney nonsense right now about Doug, and it doesn't matter. That part is
irrelevant. I wasn't gonna do it for this one.
That version of Doug don't even exist to me.
No, sir. As soon as they change.
Okay, Doug's question, away, question. Just one quick question. Why is Disney the one that made a movie and not Nickelodeon? That's all I got to say.
Didn't I say he has something to say about Disney? We don't care about Disney, Doug. Nickelodeon lives matter at this point right now. Everyone else is irrelevant.
Well, for my last pick, I shouted out another friend. So I'm going to shout out a friend here. Mm. Shout out to two friends, actually.
Oh, shoot. Wait. Don't be taking my pick. Go ahead.
Darius and Natanya. I'm going to pick The Secret World of Alex Mack.
All right. I like that
pick. Happy birthday. To Darius, his birthday passed recently, like yesterday. So happy birthday.
This is your pick. Shout out to Darius. I definitely have them on my list coming up very soon. And that show, you always know. I always talk about that damn puddle. When she turns to that puddle, that's when it gets serious. And the G6, what is the D6 classified?
Doing this load every 51 type of show.
I can't remember what it is. I always forget. But I always like those characters as well whenever they chasing down Alex and Ray Alvarado. Some classic material right there. You know what? You didn't shout out a couple friends. I'm going to do the same right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to pick.
I know where you're going, dude. I think I know where you're going.
I got a homie pick coming up, and everybody been on this show. Including Nick Cannon, Destiny.
Oh, you that homie. Show. Okay. I thought you meant the other homie.
Oh, okay. Nah. You know, this is my partner right here. Everybody, gotcha. Go check out Child Star Reboot and all that. We got cool. Some
shout out, Tange. Okay. Some
stuff coming up. But yes, LaTangela, star of Tyena. Hey. Tyena. Girl got the thing saying in my sleep. No one's gonna stop me.
That's a good one.
My number, well, that was my what? I didn't waste the pick. No, I'm playing. Love Tyena. So you bringing out all your friends. Like, I'm like, let me pick my friends. Shoot. And we, you know, got some Destiny's Child in there a little bit. What you got next for him?
Well, this show, if you was watching, depending on what age, it could have been creepy for you. I don't know. It's a game show, and it's Olmec, Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Definitely a great show, man. That's a good pick right there. Great pick right there. Are we just going to keep it going? We're getting towards the end. Ooh, there's a lot of big ones still out there. But you know what? Just because you went game show, I'm going to go ahead and follow it up with one. I have one in mind. You know, I'm trying to make sure our roster stack up toe for toe, you know, notch for notch, pick for pick. And I am going with Figure It Out. Ooh. One of the best game shows ever to hit the Nickelodeon scene. And one of the best concepts of game shows ever, I think. Pretty good concept. Is it stolen from somewhere else? I know they had to do something like this. I mean, it's basically kind of like Hangman a little bit, but instead of asking for letters, you're asking for clues. So if you haven't seen Figure It Out, I've been on a couple episodes. Danny Tamborelli was, you know, that's just basically a shout out to Danny and Lori, who are like the centerpiece,
the mainstays.
Yeah. And they were always hilarious on Figure It Out. I always thought it was a great show. And so yeah, got it in my top 10. So there it is.
Did they reboot that? Didn't they reboot Figure It Out?
Yeah, I think 2014.
Liza Koshy hosted it, right?
Oh no, that was Double Dare.
Double Dare. Okay, I'm sorry.
Figure It Out was Jeff. Forgot what his name is. He was doing all the, he did like that show, Brain Surge, and another show. And it was all game shows.
Right.
Oh, Brian, my bad. It's my pick. Sorry. Yep,
you following?
I need to look at my list a little bit longer then.
Yeah, because I'm trying to make sure. What is that, eight for me?
Yeah.
All right, so I got two my more eighth. Picks.
All right, so this is my eighth coming up. And I mean, I don't know. You didn't pick it. So Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever, it's all right. Yeah, yeah, I was about to do it right before. But I figured this, you know, I only got two or three more picks. I'm gonna go with some stuff that I really like. I know this show is means more to you. So why is this show so great? Let us know.
Well, it's martial arts, it's like superpowers, and it's like in one show, and it's actually good. What you mean?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't know. You're not selling me though. I'll just tell you that I'm not good. I will try it with the kids. We'll see. Maybe they gonna they'll pick it up. They'll figure it out.
Maybe, man. It's just a fun show.
It's like you had to be there. Yeah. I'm gonna have to go with, and this is strictly strategic. I'm gonna save my favorite, I guess, for the last, or one of my personal picks for last. Right now, I'm gonna go with Jimmy Neutron. Go ahead and grab that off the board, because I know that's a huge show out there.
I like it, but you picked the wrong show. That's all I'm gonna say.
I know what prime going. You picked the wrong show.
That's because I don't know. You gonna do Fairly Odd Parents or what?
All I'm saying is Fairly Odd Parents lasted like 25 years or so.
I meant Fairly Neutron, Fairly Jimmy.
Powwow.
Almost Jimmy. The isn't that the name of the second season? The Fairly Odd Parents, Almost Jimmy. Look, no, I'm just kidding. So yeah, I thought I was picking the right one, but I should have picked Fairly Odd Parents. So I'll just wallow in my pick right now. Go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna use my Nick Jr. pick.
Oh shoot, wait, I forgot about Nick Jr.
Oh my gosh, come on, man.
Oh wait, can I just take that one back? I can't go. All right, go ahead. Handle your business. I'll figure it out.
I'm gonna use my Nick Jr. pick.
Go ahead.
I got two. One was running for 20 years, one was running for 10. I'm gonna pick the one for 10. I'm gonna pick Blue's Clues.
Oh, see, I forgot about them Nick Jr. pick.
Oh, you're not gonna make that on the list? Okay.
Right. Hey, no,
that
that's
was
the
only 10 years.
But the original run was, and then I just came back, and they got a movie. So,
yeah, I was hurt when Smooth Steve left us, man. Oh.
Wait, was Nick Jr. on any of those lists I sent? No, that's what I forgot. Oh,
it's at the bottom. It's at the bottom.
Damn, that's the only one. Oh well, I guess there's a second one. I might have to switch my last pick though, bro. I don't know. I'm gonna go Diego. Go. No, I'm just playing. I'm gonna go ahead and go. I'm gonna go with Dora though.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed. In you supposed to pick your friend's show.
No, I'm not going Fresh Beat. Sorry, shout out.
No, the other.
I thought you were talking about Fresh Beat.
No, I'm talking about V Dot.
Gullah Gullah. Okay. Yes. Gullah Gullah. Yeah, that's a one. It's a joint. Come on. Nah, man. Dora is still popping, bro. What you mean, man? Dora Boots? I'm going up against Blue's Clues, man. I need Boots and all of them, man. You know what I'm saying?
Map? You can't compete with Steve. What you mean?
The map, bro? That shit was popping, man. So I'm going to go with Dora, the damn explorer. I should have definitely had Blue's Clues.
My 10th pick is... Look, I'm going to just go with it because it got critical acclaim and it's been around forever. It got a reboot. iCarly.
iCarly.
We picked our 10. Now we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we might as well have five compensation picks.
Oh, okay. We're just going to list some more. All right, let's do it.
So the final five picks, compensation picks. So what song should we play on the break? Some related to this brand.
I need some Gullah Gullah, some you need the hair.
You didn't even pick it, so no, we're not doing it.
Go hurry up and do the good thing that we play. So come and Binya Binya. What big Binya? What was that?
I'm gonna find something.
Tell the Skeeter, let me get some 702.
Yeah, okay.
I would have had that. Frog legs cooking up with some Binya. All right, let's go to a break.
You know how he does. You know Skeeter flows. All I wanna do is hug you, cause I like your stilo. And I dig the way you move and the way you do your thing. Skeeter, keep it coming on. We love you crazy. Skeeter's the one for me. He knows how to get down, knows how to party, baby. All the girls love his style. Skeeter drives us wild with his fly profile.
Hey, we are back from the break right here on the PMP. We got Jamar, stepping in as host mediator of the Nickelodeon draft today from 80s, 90s, 2000 vibes. And then, of course, we got Prime, who is my adversary today because we're going pick for pick in this Nickelodeon draft. We've already went through our top 10, but, you know, we were having so much fun. We wanted to give y'all five more picks. And then we'll talk about some trade implications. We'll do some things afterwards. We'll see what we can come up with because, you know, I can always make my roster better. I ain't going to, you know, act like I'm, you know, the god of this or nothing, but I kind of feel in my roster, you know, starting off with all that. But anyway, where we at, Jamar? We starting off, you want to get Prime? You want to go first? Or I'm offering you.
Oh, if you're going to give it to me, I will go first.
Yeah, I mean, for the third round, you can, might as well get your first pick in.
Just to spite you.
Like I should have never said nothing. Look, I didn't say too many.
No, you know what? I'm gonna let you keep that one.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
Cause I'm gonna let you keep it.
I'm right behind you. Yeah.
I'm gonna let you keep it because that's your show. You know what? Actually, I'm gonna take it. I don't care. What you gonna do? Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me. Okay. My brother and me.
Oh,
yes, I got my brother and me.
One is that not one of the best moments ever in television history? I don't know. Great pick, and I will come back with I'm gonna just go ahead and take Fairly Odd Parents just because I kind of flubbed that the first time.
What I thought you was gonna, all right,
no, don't worry. This is all strategic. I'm not going with my favorites. You can go ahead and have my brother and me. Yes, that pick is near and dear, but I'm out here going for the win. You know, there is one other one for the culture that I hope you don't pick right now.
That's what I thought you was gonna pick.
Yeah, go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it.
This is one of my
mess
faves.
Up your whole list. Go ahead. I'm gonna have all.
Nah, I'm not gonna pick it. I'm not gonna pick it.
Okay, all right, I'll take it.
You know, I should pick it. They did a crossover, so I should pick it with my first show, but I'm not.
Go ahead, get it.
Show that I really liked. I don't care what people say. Zoe.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Zoe 101, huh?
And it also fits the bill for this show. For me, for my brand. So yeah.
Shout out to all the cast of Zoe 101. Yeah.
Except the main Nami Stone.
Except for Damien Spears. Now shout out to her too. You know, she's still Nickelodeon family. You know, family sometimes they don't do right, but it's all right, you know what I'm saying. Let's just keep it moving. Next I got Cousin Skeeter, and definitely one for the culture. Bill Bellamy, Megan Good, Robert Rashad, great. Was that Robert Rashad? Yes. Great intro. Intro music. Was that Black 3LW? Who was it again?
702.
I named all the Triple Girl groups except Destiny's Child. But yes, shout out to 702 and everyone involved with that show. Great show. And I mean, all the ladies love Skeeter, right? I don't know how.
I'm gonna do another Nick Jr. pick.
Okay.
I guess I'm gonna just ruin yours, and I'm gonna go with Gullah Gullah.
Gullah Gullah Island, Bia 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 Bia. You put your foot in the air. What did he say? You put your foot in the air. Let's just hurry up. I don't know what he was talking about, but I know they was I know he didn't have no job, they didn't have nothing to do. They was just kicking it all day. Great show. Definitely a great show. Definitely grew up watching that show. And got my first introduction to the Caribbean vibes, I think, because he was vibing.
I thought you was about to say something.
nah. I mean, I love the island vibes, but he was on there with his foot in the air. I don't know what they say. Somebody send me the lyrics in the DM. I found the one. One of the ones that started it all for me. And definitely is hosted by one of the greats, not just from Nickelodeon, but in sitcom history. Shout out to Smart Guy and that whole cast. Wild and Crazy Kids. Was definitely a good staple from the early years. Definitely was one of those that you just wanted to get on Nick And that you saw that as a way to get on Nickelodeon. So, and the challenges that they had were definitely, you know, cultivated for kids. Kids loved it. And it just brought a lot of memories for sure, especially with Omar Gooding. He was hilarious. So Wild and Crazy Kids, I'll say that one.
All right. Look, man, I'm trying to stick to my theme as much as possible. I more likely have for the most part, I think. But this one is definitely Nick at Night, to say the least. And I got Ren and Stimpy.
Hey, good one. I was looking at that, but I ain't nasty like you, so. I was looking over at Nicktoons, that was the one I was looking at. Ren and Stimpy is a good, great show, though. Great show.
Also, Jamar recently put up a poster, Ren and Stimpy. That's what made me think of it.
Oh, when I say that, that bothered people. Well, not bothered.
I definitely sent it to a couple people. I was like, I'll definitely send it to a couple people. Like, you remember
that? I was going to ask y'all, did y'all just see that? Now I remember who posted it. Yeah, it was Jamar.
My brother texted me. He was like, bro. I'm like, hey, man, it did 100,000, man.
Yep, that shit was moving. I definitely saw that. And I was like, whoa, they was getting it in. You know, I'm going to go ahead and go with that girl, Lele. Shout out to my guy, Tommy.
I was gonna pick that.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to my guy Thomas Hodgson, who came on the podcast right when That Girl Lele dropped. Yeah. So that was definitely, we are very appreciative of that. But on top of that, this show is hilarious. It obviously stars That Girl Lele, Gabrielle Nevaeh, that's also from All That. She's been on the podcast. And it really gives you the feel of an old.
Also, shout out Tiffany too. Yeah.
Tiffany as well, everyone that's been involved on there on that cast, because I legitimately watched almost the entire first season, and it definitely gave me some Fresh Prince vibes, definitely gave me some old sitcom vibes, and so I would encourage everyone to go check it out, not just because my friend's on there, but because it's some good, wholesome, real laughs on Nickelodeon. It's like, I don't know, sometimes hard to come by, in my opinion, so I think this show brings a couple of those funny moments. But you was going to take that one, Prime? It's a good show,
right? I
definitely
was. I definitely going to be like, shout out to Tommy and Gabby and take it, but all right, now I got to rethink my game plan. Mm-hmm.
That's what I do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, okay. Nah, it's cool. You know, I'm going to just say I got most of the family. You got the one that started it, and I got more that finish it off.
Okay.
He got three heavy hitters sitting at the top.
I have. I'm gonna just name the family to you. All right. I got K and K.
Mm-hmm.
Got iCarly.
Okay.
And I got Zoe 101.
Okay.
And I'm gonna round it out by getting Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh. All right. Last pick. Yeah, you got the family, but I mean, I already got all that, so I ain't worried about all that. You know what I'm saying? I will say Kid and the Kill is right up there with it. But when you got, I mean, I'm already, yeah, trying to get everyone to vote on my side. But when you got Rugrats and SpongeBob coming behind all that, and Doug, you gave me Doug too. I don't know if you can mess with that. I'm gonna go ahead and take a Rocko's Modern Life.
Okay.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Ren and Stimpy Jr.
Yeah, great show.
pretty much.
Just not as graphic. Heifer was hilarious. Rocko was hilarious. And what was his little dog's name? Spike or something? One of those.
Spot. I think so. Was it Spot?
I can't quite remember. But I ain't really trying to trade. Can you just tell us the list real quick, Jamar, so we can see it? Maybe I might entertain a trade. You know, we might see.
Okay, we're going to Lee Boys, Team Snick. He has All That, Rugrats, SpongeBob, Guts, Clarissa Explains It All. That's the first round. Doug, Taina, Figure It Out, Jimmy Neutron, Dora the Explorer, second round. Fairly Odd Parents, Cousin Skeeter, Wild and Crazy Kid, That Girl Lele, and Rocko's Modern Life to round it out. Ooh. Team Prime, Team Nick at Night. He has Kenan and Kel, Double Dare, Are You Afraid of the Dark, Hey Arnold, Adventures of Pete and Pete, The Secret World of Alex Mack, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Avatar, Blue's Clues, iCarly, My Brother and Me, Zoe 101, Gullah Gullah Island, Ren and Stimpy, and Drake and Josh.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I think my list is winning. I don't know.
I don't know about all that. Come on, man. I'm so top heavy. It's crazy. But I, you know, the only thing I'll entertain, if you want to give up My Brother and Me, or if you want to give up, I think that was about it. You can have the rest of them. If you want to give up Kenan and Kel, I'll give you like a couple, like, you know, whatever's for that. You could take a SpongeBob off me. And I give you a lower pick, you know.
You want to take SpongeBob off of you for My Brother and Me?
Nah, for Kenan and Kel, my guy. You want to give up Kenan and Kel?
If I give you my brother and me,
come on now.
If I give you My Brother and Me, what's a valuable pick that you're going to give me?
My Brother and Me. I can give you Jimmy Neutron for that.
I said like that's fair. Pick.
That's no.
Yeah, that's fair. Fine. That's Jimmy fair. Neutron's a big hit, man. Yeah, man, I think that was, I had fun. Audience, definitely, you let us know who has the best roster. I'm going to just go ahead and say Team Snick, but that's up to you to make your determination. You know, I ain't going to sway you to the Snick way. You know what I'm saying? Is this way, that way, Snick way, whack way? I don't know, but...
okay.
LeeBoyTV.com, man. Encourage me to get up on that comedy stage. I'm, you know, trying to fill out some material. So shout out to Clubby Nightlife, and also check out the Child Star Reboot on Instagram.
You can find us at 80s, 90s, and 2000s Vibe on Instagram, 80s, 90s, and 2000s Vibe Network on YouTube. And we have a podcast also, 80s, 90s, and 2000s Vibe, the podcast on all podcast platforms. So, it is what it is.
Hey, Abe.
You know, KVNG Primetime, Prime Nostalgia Pod, all that good stuff. Like you said, 80s, 90s, 2000s vibes. And from all of us, you know, Jamar, Lee Boy, me, Primetime is all the time. And yeah, we'll vote for my list.
We out. Vote for my list. Nah.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wild, and he's from all that. Dropping gems for you to find, so that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime. Out.